Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
Welcome, everybody. It's Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710 and seattlesports.com. Beautiful day outside once again. Hopefully everybody's having a great day. We got a big show coming your way. We're talking some baseball coming up at 3 o'clock with Ryan Dempster of MLB Network. He's an analyst on MLB Network, former big leaguer. So looking forward to that conversation. And it's the return of Mike Blowers. How about that? The weekly conversation with Mike Blowers begins today. So that'll be great to catch up with Mike. We didn't do it last year.
No, it's like you said, it's not baseball season without Blow.
Yeah.
On the line. So, yeah, he's great, man. Love having him back. And, yeah, he's all healthy and ready to go.
He's ready to talk some baseball on the heels of a Mariners win, which we will get into in a moment. And then we'll talk to him at 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, El Hombre, Michael Bradley, who's with us every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. So that'll be happening today as well. And then we'll turn you over to the Mariners pregame show beginning at 5:30, game two of their three-game series with the Guardians. And they took game one, and this is a game for me, Dave, that, again, keeping everything in perspective, we're going to be saying it's early for a while because it will be early for a while in a 162-game season. Yeah. But I just felt better after last night. I felt better about their approach up at the plate. It seemed like whatever Scott or Brant Brown or whoever was – saying whatever they had to say, the message appeared to get through because there seemed to be more patience at the plate. There just seemed to be just overall better approaches at the plate in this game. Yeah. And more importantly, they won the game. And you did it with a guy that had three career starts, and Emerson Hancock, who he wasn't dominant, but he was good. He gave you what you were hoping out of your fifth starter in the rotation. He gave you a chance to win. He goes 5 1/3 and gives up three runs and kept you in the game, and that was good enough to get the win.
Yeah, I love that, man. I was so fired up for him. And, you know, one of the things that, I was watching this kid up there, and first of all, he looks like he's 12, much like Ty France when he was in college.
Yeah, maybe that line will work better on him.
How about some support this time? Okay, maybe you and Lefko can muster up a chuckle.
I jumped in. We only gave it a few moments of silence, and then I jumped in with a...
Maybe Matt.
With a courtesy laugh.
Sarcastic.
We could have just turned the mic off and just let it sit.
But yeah,
I gave you a
Matt and
laugh.
I got off to a bad start today because he came in here barking orders at me. You got this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, a hello would be nice.
Wow.
And then he just started muttering to himself.
For the listeners, I'm going to recite exactly what I said to Dave and how I said it.
No, you can't. Get ready to dump yourself.
No, before that part.
Dump yourself.
Back in 30 seconds, Dave, you have your Dr. Wagner live read in the break.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's barking orders now. Giving people information.
It was maybe more the attitude than anything else. But
you got to expect that when you're talking to me at this point. I'm not changing.
I just like how Matt said, it's Tuesday. It's not your birthday anymore. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. He got too high and mighty. Oh, it's my birthday. Everyone's fawning over me. Someone, a famous comedian's buying me pizza. That's not happening anymore. That's not happening anymore. You got a year till we're nice to you.
It's called
again.
My birthday week. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Which starts... Started on Sunday, and it'll end on Saturday. What was I talking about?
You were talking about the game last night and Emerson Hancock, who looks 12 years old.
Yeah, there we go. But afterwards, after the game, Service was like, yeah, he's not afraid, man. I mean, he went out there and went after him, and I couldn't believe, like, the first hitter, he goes down 1-2-3. It was Kwan. You know, yeah. He had everything. He kept it down. He has that great sinker. Then Jimenez comes up, and he kind of a weak grounder that went off his glove, and they throw him out. And then one pitch, to Ramirez, and he grounds out, and he runs over there, Hancock, and covers the bag.
Yeah.
And the whole thing took like a minute and 43 seconds. I timed it because I'm like, oh, my God, that was the fastest inning ever.
And you're going, this is way too fast. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's right. Because, well, if I was at the game, yeah. When I'm working, of course, I like the fast game. But, no, it was really impressive watching that young man out there just go right through. And like I said, he was keeping most of the pitches down. So, and then the other guy, McKenzie, the pitcher for the Indians,
Sticks.
I'm sorry, Guardians. He was all over the place. He spiked one in the ground. Tonight, though, got Bieber. Mm-hmm. Bieber's opener, man, he had 11 strikeouts and one walk.
He's good.
Yeah, and he's going up against Castillo tonight. But I was super happy for Hancock. I thought that was, and you got the final numbers, but weren't as good as the top of the first inning. But that was really an impressive start. And what a great way. And he was super efficient. And he was going fast and just got through it. And I bet you he felt a lot better after that half an inning.
Well, and that first one's key because of tonight. This is a tough matchup. I mean, Castillo's looking to improve upon what he did in his first outing. Wasn't typical Castillo. It's the first outing of the year, so it's, no worries or anything. But it's more about this offense facing Bieber, who, when he's on, is one of the best in all of baseball. So this is an offense that hasn't, while they look better, their approach last night I thought looked way better. They worked six walks. There was just more patience.
Yes.
Tonight could be tough. We'll see how it goes, but it was good to get that win under your belt.
Well, especially after the thing that Divish had yesterday about how, they were, the Boston was just throwing a lot of junk at him, and they mm-hmm. were a lot of swing and miss, and there wasn't a lot of fastballs, and it was, and I have so much confidence in Scott Service that, when he was like, hey, we're all over this. We know what's going on here. I thought, okay, he'll get them right. They're aware of it, not a problem. And, yeah, they were much better last night.
Yeah, six walks. They had seven hits, five runs. Everybody in the lineup recorded at least one hit. Six of nine did. The three that didn't all chipped in for the most part, except for it wasn't a great night for JP at the plate, 0-for-4. But you had Garver work a walk. You had Arias, who did not have a hit. Those are the three that didn't, but he worked a walk with the bases loaded. So he comes up with an RBI. Garver scores a run. He worked a walk. So you got production even when it wasn't in the form of a hit. You had guys having an impact. But Scott Service, just back to what Emerson Hancock did, talked about how important it was.
It starts with pitching with us, and really excited for Emerson Hancock. That's his first major league win tonight, and he earned it against a team that's been swinging the bat really well. I thought he just established he's going to attack the strike zone right from the get-go and really trust his stuff, and really happy for him. Again, you look at his spring training, I thought he had a really good camp, but it wasn't really projected to make our team, and injury happens, and he steps in and does exactly what we need him to do. Just attack with your stuff, and he's going to only continue to get better.
Yeah, did you also think, though, during that whole time that, okay, the next one and the next one and the next one are going to be a little rougher? I mean, you talk about how...
The next innings?
No, just the next... couple outings if he's if he's going figure him out a little bit.
Yeah, once they have some tape and see what he's doing now. Yeah. I mean, he only had three games worth, and that was last season. He suffered an injury. So I don't know how much they were putting into that. But yeah, after he gets, depending on how many starts he's going to be out there. Hopefully Wu's not gone for long. But if he's out there for a number of starts, yeah, at some point there's going to be an adjustment to what it is he's doing well and what's working for him, and then that's the chess match. He has to adjust back. But that was good, just to get that one, get that win under their belt and get it with your fifth starter. He did exactly what you needed him to do. And then the bullpen, you got to give them credit. They go 3 2/3. They give up two hits. They did give up Munoz gives up the one home run, but no walks, four strikeouts. So collectively, they go out there and get the job done, do what they need to do. And Ryan Stanek's out there closing things out.
Now the 1-0 pitch, swinging a fly ball into center field. Julio is there, waits, and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win at a final score of 5-4 over the Guardians. Their third win of the year, their third one-run victory here at T-Mobile Park.
Yeah, I love the zero walks. From the bullpen, really, really good. And it's fun seeing Stanek out there. And I had to tell the story when we interviewed him, and then he told us that story about his wife having to circle the parking lot.
The bleep are you doing in there?
So funny, man. Yeah, and again, one of those guys, first of all, he's a Houston Astro, so you hate him, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he just looks like this guy. Who does he think he is? Well, he's got his long flowing locks there and his beard, and guy's just one of the most thoughtful, nicest guys, and man, he was up there just pumping heat, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah, loved that.
Yeah, he was dealing. That was good to see, and you need him. That was a huge pickup. Probably didn't know you'd need him as much as you do right now. You know when you picked him up, but you know Brash and Santos not available right now, so that was huge. So pitching was there for you last night the way you needed it to be. The offense came up. It's good to see. Ty France, it's amazing how people really turned on him after last season. Get him out of here. He's no good. You know, you need a new first baseman. You need a new third baseman. And it's kind of like we forgot who he was prior to last season. And when he's on, he's a problem. He's not a power hitter like in a traditional sense. He should be a 20 to 25 guy, I would think, when everything's right. But he's got a four-game hitting streak going. He was the only guy in the lineup with multiple hits last night. 2 for 3, drove in a run, scored a run, worked a walk. He was one of the 6 walks. And again, he's got that four-game hitting streak going. So that, for me, is he's as much as we talk about what Mitch can mean to this lineup, Ty France is right there as well, what he can mean to this lineup.
Yeah, on the way to Ty France, and here she comes, swinging a line shot into the gap in right center field. Garvin at third, being waved in by Manny. He'll score. Around to third goes Cal. Throw to third, cut up by the shortstop, Rocchio. Ty France with an RBI single, gap right center field, and the Mariners have the 1-0 lead here in the bottom half of the second on a clutch base hit by Ty.
I think I was saying this yesterday, that he makes me not want to pine away for Evan White just because he's so good defensively. And was it the first game or second game where that pick that he had pretty much was the game, right?
Yeah.
He's the final out.
He's had a couple of them so far early. He's had a couple of great picks at first. He's a very good defensive first baseman. He's not, you know, left to right, a ton of range and all that, but He's a guy that the infielders trust to get rid of the ball quickly, and if they short hop him, they know he's going to come up with it. And I think it's something that gets taken for granted, especially when you see other guys over there at first base that don't come up with that pick on a short hop. It's just he's very just rock solid at first base defensively.
Yeah, good way to put it. And I think, you know, we'll hear from Blowers, you know, you guys playing third base and you're making all kinds of crazy throws over there. But, you know, from what, you know, talking to some of the guys like JP and Mike Blowers is you got a first baseman like that. Like, you don't have to hit him right in the glove. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's kind of a circle around him that, you know, you got to get it close, but you just know that if you have to make like an off schedule throw or diving or whatever, that he's going to be able to come up with it. So yeah, just that was that revelation a couple of years ago when we knew he could hit, but you know, who's going to play first base. And he went out there. It was just like, wow, this guy, he's as solid as can be. He pretty much does everything you want a first baseman to do. And most of it is security for the rest of your infield.
Yeah, another guy, it was good to see him get off the schneid last night. That was Canzone. Didn't have a hit on the season coming into this game, and his first one was a big one.
Cal on at third, tie the runner at first, the pitch. Swinging a fly ball deep into the gap in left center field. Freeman going back to the one he tracked to the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Dom Canzone with his first home run of the 2024 season. A three-run shot into the pen the other way, and the Mariners now lead the Guardians 4-0. Number one for Dom Canzone.
Squared that one up. That was good to see, because his at-bats prior to that didn't look great. Yeah. He still, that didn't solve everything. That's still his only hit. It was huge. I mean, absolutely huge. But he's looked like he's pressing. He looks like he's really trying up there. And we've talked about that in baseball, how that can work against you.
Yeah.
So he looked a bit anxious at the plate, but man, he squared that one up.
Well, and it just didn't look like he put that much effort into it. Like the power of, and that guy really, he was another, you know, Brock Heward was focusing on his lower half. I like to just throw Brock under the bus for that, but he did look like, I mean, he looked like he was on the squat machine.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of power there, and it just seemed almost effortless for him to, that thing just carried and carried. So good for him off the, like you said, off the schneid. Nice. Do you even know where the, what the, what's the reference to that?
I don't know what a schneid is.
Off the schneid. I think it has something to do with sewing, like fabric or something like that. We'll look it up during the break.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah. I've said it a million times. I have no idea what it, yeah, what a schneid is. Yeah. But yeah, that was great to see. Hopefully that takes some heat off him. He can relax at the plate a bit.
Yeah.
Other things that stuck out. Julio had a hit in this game. He worked a walk. He had a stolen base. Had two brilliant defensive plays out there. Almost three, and we'll talk about that one in a moment. But he defensively had some really good moments out there last night.
The windup of the 0-2 pitch, swung on, fly ball, left center field. Way back, going back, Julio leaps at the top of the wall, and he makes the catch. The no-fly zone is all over the place. Julio Rodriguez on the run, a leap at the top of the wall right in front of the pen in left center field. Robs Will Brennan here in the top half of the second.
That was a big catch, and it looked like the ball was carrying on him. Like he jumped and just kind of passed him almost as he catches it, and that was a hell of a catch. And then he had another catch. I think it was in the fourth inning. He came in, the sliding catch that he made. Brilliant, just fantastic defense from him. He had the one that looked like it started to slice on him a bit. He maybe jumped a bit early, and then ultimately goes out of his glove and over the wall, which is brutal.
That was unfortunate, but I mean, that was such a high difficulty catch. I mean, running as fast as you can and trying to keep your eye on the ball. I mean, that was, you can understand why he didn't make that catch.
Well, just when you could see him starting to adjust at the last second, like the ball started to slice or started to curl on him, and then he looked like he jumped a bit early. It was unfortunate, but those two other catches were phenomenal. Haniger had a hit. He worked a walk. He's had at least one hit in four of the five games so far for Haniger. So that's great to see. Great to see Cal come up with a hit and a walk. He scores two runs. Garver with a walk. He scores a run. Urias with a walk. He works an RBI there. So that, you know, maybe all of that takes a little bit of the pressure. The guys up there anxious trying to get this thing going. And it was just good to see a little bit more patience up there and just a little less chase up there. And Scott talked about that after the game.
You know, the six walks tonight, Haney took a walk, Julio got a walk. I mean, that's what it's going to take. You got to stay with it night after night, and it helps having Mitch Garver in there. You know, he started all that rally today with a walk. You know, he's going to swing at the right pitches. So we got to get better there. We know that. And we're five games into the season. We have a lot of baseball yet ahead of us, but good signs tonight.
Get back to Julio really quick. I was listening. There was a quote from Jeff from the morning show from Jeff Passan. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how lucky we are to see Julio every single night because he just plays with so much joy. But service pretty. He's on top of it. I feel like he's one of the better managers in the league. And, you know, that whole thing about the hitting and the kind of panic button pushing there. Yeah, it all worked out last night.
Now, quickly, just on the we always talk about here's the good, here's the bad. There wasn't much bad last night. Couple of things.
Yeah.
Julio's got to pay attention to his third base coach. He ran right through the stop sign, got thrown out at home. You can't have it. You can't do it. Scott talked about it after the game. Like, yeah, we're going to get that straightened out.
Well, I remember him talking about that in spring training his rookie year. And then what Service said is once he makes a mistake like that, he doesn't make it again.
Yeah. Let's hope that's true.
Do you think this was
he just got excited and felt like I got the wheels.
Yeah.
But it just you can't get thrown out at home running through the stop sign like that. And then speaking of ACTA, Ty France lost 20 pounds. I get it. He looks cleaner, he probably is faster, but he's still not fast. You can't continue. I mean, we've seen this before, him sending guys and Ty getting thrown out at home and it wasn't close. I was like, okay, we got to know your personnel. You got to know who's there. Again, he's lighter. He looks better. He probably is a little bit faster, which he was painfully slow before. And now maybe he's just sort of slow. So you got to know. You can't send Ty and get him thrown out at home like that. But I mean, now we're nitpicking. It was a solid night. They come away with the win. You got better, a much better showing out of your offense. You got a great game out of your fifth starter, gave you a chance to win. Your bullpen came in and for the most part locked them down with the exception of the one home run. It was great. It was a great win and you needed it, and we'll see how things go tonight.
I'd say, Manny, keep sending him. Keep sending him.
Yeah, I'd say don't do that.
I would be aggressive.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe it depends on who's on third. But yeah, that one I'm like, no. Ty is still not that fast. All right, let's take two.
Well, the Seahawks have signed wide receiver slash kick returner Laviska Shenault earlier today. He spent the last two seasons with the Panthers. And actually, Brady Henderson tweeted out an article and made a good point that teams might start to go to two kick returners back there because with this new kickoff rule, we've talked a lot about it, but because the kicking team is closer, if that ball bounces, it's a live ball, they're closer to picking it up and returning it. So they might have two kick returners back the entire time now.
Laviska Shenault.
Yeah. Okay. He's a second rounder. And, you know, you look at his first couple of years, he had 600 yards in both of his first 2 years. Only played in eight games last year. But, well, that's an interesting point, Mike, about the kickoff return. Hopefully we get more action out of that play because it's just been boring.
Yeah, when you lost your returner from before, which was DJ Dallas back there, so we'll see.
Yeah, he wasn't. I mean, he was a good, secure guy. Like, he's not going to screw anything up, but DJ didn't have, like,
blazing speed. He had a couple of decent returns, but, you're right. It was more about the security. You knew he was going to hang on to the ball, and so we'll see what they do there.
All right, I had to put this one second. This is the tough news for you guys. Taylor Trammell has been claimed off waivers by the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's good and bad. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he gets a chance, that somebody's going to, and you knew it. I think we even asked Jerry about it off the air when we had him down at Hatback. I think I asked him, no, that was off the air. Yeah, you think he's going to get picked up? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got talent now, whether they can refine it and put him in a position to be a productive contributor day in, day out, we'll see. But I'm rooting for Taylor Trammell. You couldn't find a better human.
How could you not? And hopefully, and you know, the Dodgers, I mean, it could be worse. He could have gone to the Rangers or the Astros or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck to him. I have no problem. I mean, I guess if he just lights it up and all of a sudden, if he breaks into that lineup, that would be pretty amazing.
That would be huge.
I think I'm going to root for him no matter what. But, yeah, just one of the good guys. Remember that we went down there last year and he had that perfect little stitch in his hand that it looked so odd.
Surgery.
Yeah, it almost looked like a little kid tattoo that was put on there or something. But, yeah, he's had some injuries and, you know, he just a good dude. And hopefully he makes a career out of this thing.
All right, Take Two is brought to you by Swedish Cyberknife. Treat prostate cancer with Swedish Cyberknife. Swedish.org/CyberKnifeProstate. Coming up, a key injury might reshape the AL West. We will get into that next with Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
Whether you're planning a special birthday party for 14 friends and family or a company outing for up to 400 coworkers, Mariner's Suites are the perfect spot for your next get-together. Enjoy catering, VIP parking, private entry, and more. Reserve today at mariners.com/suites.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Wyman and Bob.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll talk some more baseball with Ryan Dempster of MLB Network, an analyst on MLB Network, former player. And speaking of former players, the return of the Mike Blauer Show at 4 o'clock today. It debuts this year. We didn't get him last year. He was dealing with all kinds of health things, and he was just unavailable, but he is back and better than ever this year. So that's going to be good. And then El Hombre at 5 o'clock. We'll turn you over to the pregame show at 5:30. Meanwhile, there's some interesting things happening around the world of Major League Baseball, and specifically in the AL West. Josh Jung suffered a broken wrist, and that is huge for the Rangers.
Did you see that? It reminded me kind of the Bryce Harper thing, where remember he was like yelling at the guy, but like, I know it's not your fault, but damn it. Yeah, that was...
That's gotta hurt.
It was kind of haunting, because I'm like, that could happen to...
Don't say it. You're going to throw out a some specific other guy's name.
It could happen to some other guy.
Yeah, it could. It could happen. But he's obviously a huge part of what the Rangers do, and he is going to be out, expected to be out 6 to 8 weeks. I feel like that's the prognosis for everything. 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah,
and they adjust from there. But
well, you know, it's amazing considering, I mean, he did break it, right? There was a break.
Yeah.
They're probably going to do surgery instead of, they don't just let bones heal and put a cast on it anymore. They go in there and get plates and screws and all that stuff. And it's amazing that he'll be back in that range. I mean, think considering what happened.
Yeah. They say that now. I could see an adjustment down the road. Like, I'm still looking at another three to 5 weeks, or, you know, another one of those.
The thing that was about that was kind of, like I said, haunting was you saw him, and this is most athletes, he's not reacting because of the pain. He's reacting because he knows that he's going to be out for 8 weeks. Like, you just know it. And I just remember thinking, oh, my God, I got to go through this again. I don't know if I can do this. And, you know, for him, you see him grab his head. And now, you know, plays for the Rangers, so it's not like I'm entirely heartbroken. But it's a real bummer.
Yeah.
And it's also just a reminder that that's the kind of stuff that can happen.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer for them. You don't want to, you know, I want to beat these teams at full strength. And the Rangers, even though they won the World Series, they're not a team that I hate yet.
Not yet.
Not like the Astros.
I like how you say yet.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It could be there. It could be there. But so far, you just kind of, you want to beat them every time, obviously. But they don't have that, ugh, like you just look at them and like, oh, I can't stand that guy. So that's tough news for the Rangers. And had I asked you yesterday, what do you think of Ronel Blanco?
Yeah.
You would have gone Ryan Roland Smith and said, who?
Who?
Who's that? Let me get to Google.
Sorry, I haven't looked at their entire roster.
Yeah, he throws a no-hitter. And I sent the story from The Athletic. It's a pretty cool story, I have to say. He says he worked at a car wash in the DR before receiving a $5,000 signing bonus from an organization that cornered the market on inexpensive improbabilities, as they wrote here. But didn't pitch until he turned 18. Houston signed him at the age of 22, and he had people in the organization that believed in him. And then you fast forward into his eighth start, he throws a no-hitter.
That's an unbelievable story.
Isn't that crazy?
I remember when I was coaching at Redmond High School, I would be walking through the hallways and see like these huge kids that look athletic and like they just never thought to do it or never, You know, I wonder how many like Tom Brady's there are out there walking around that just never tried to even play football or just didn't want to. But I mean, what a story. And his eighth career start. I mean, that is incredibly remote as far as the chances.
One, it says in his eighth major league start, one few expected him to make entering spring training. So there was questions as to whether he'd even make the roster or make the big club. Through the 17th no-hitter in Astros history. So part of me in reading the story that he was working at a car wash, he didn't even start pitching till he was 18. He was signed at 22 years old, which in baseball years is kind of old for a young guy working his way up. He goes out there and throws a no-hitter. That's, you know, kind of a cool story, but then I was like, you know, but bleep the Astros. Mm-hmm. Just I can't celebrate any success for them. I took great delight in them being swept at home by the Yankees. That was just delicious to see that. So, yeah, it was kind of good reading a story like, oh, you know what, good for him, but, you know, screw the Astros.
Yeah.
Can't stand that organization. So, April 1st, there's already a no-hitter being thrown.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the record is, what the earliest in a baseball season for a no-hitter, but I got to believe this is in the conversation somewhere. Yeah. But then how about I saw this story, and it's classic. It's the headline reads, Blue Jays' Genesis Cabrera suspended 3 games after shoving Rays Jose Caballero in a bench-clearing incident. Caballero's already getting under the skin of the competition. It says, the kerfuffle, Dave, that's a good word. The like kerfuffle that. Followed a chaotic play. Rays shortstop Jose Caballero bunted the ball at third baseman Justin Turner, who misfired his throw at first base. To first base, the ball bounced into the Rays bullpen in right field, which allowed Caballero to try to advance to third. But right fielder George Springer threw the ball to shortstop Bo Bichette, who was covering third base. He tagged Caballero out. And then the reliever.
By a long shot, by the way.
Yeah.
Cabby cannot run at all. It looks like Ty France. Sorry, Ty.
He's not quite that slow.
No. I don't know.
Caballero would beat France.
I'm watching him going second to third here. I mean, maybe he was tired. But but anyway.
It says but reliever Genesis Cabrera was behind the bag backing up the play when Caballero bumped into him. And then they exchanged words, and then he got mad and shoved Caballero, and that prompted both benches and bullpens to empty and form a crowd around third base, and both parties were quickly separated and all of that. So it was just to see the headline that Caballero, who knows what he said. I mean, he just we watched it here and we celebrated it here. It's kind of like when you say, ah, that guy's a jerk, but he's our jerk.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just always thought that he knew the rules better than anybody else. He was always on top of it. And so, you know, he would step out of the box and this would piss off the pitchers and everything. And then on this one, he's really good at drawing a foul, basically, because, you know, he runs into the guy, like you said, who's backing up third. And I don't know about run. He waddles into him. And then he just kind of, you know, puts his hands up and the other guy gets mad and shoves him. And, you know, he's going to be the one that gets in trouble. I don't think Cabby did anything.
Yeah, they asked what he said. They said, what did he say to you? And they said he said, what's up? That's the hell of it. So, you know, maybe this time he didn't earn it the way he sort of has in the past. He just, you know, Scott used to seem to take great delight in his. Yeah, he kind of agitates the opposition there, and he's doing it within the rules, as you pointed out. He'd milk that clock down to the very last second that he had to make eye contact with the pitcher, and that used to frustrate the starters, and he wasn't afraid to bark back. But just seeing that headline just cracked me up. Like, yep, that sounds about right. Jose Caballero involved in a bench-clearing incident, got the guy mad, and the guy shoves him.
I miss that guy. I miss that guy. I loved seeing him just irritate the fire out of the pitchers. So.
Well, it was funny because he's not this, you know, longtime veteran who's been in the big leagues for a long time. He's a young guy that, you know, hasn't had a lot of run at the big league level, yet he kind of carried himself like the OG out there.
I'll tell you what, man. I mean, I think Somebody needs to figure out what he does at the plate. And, you know, it's like I said before, it's like he knows the rules better than anybody, even the umpires sometimes. And I remember, didn't he argue with an umpire at one point where he's like, no, you know, this, and probably. He ends up being right. So, yeah, I feel like that's a guy that, I mean, if you can get pitchers out of their concentration zone by
out of their rhythm, man.
Doing all the things that he does. I think there's a tremendous value to that. He's also just a super nice guy, and I've never seen him be the jerk. You know, he wasn't even in this one. He just kind of looked at Cabrera like, was that his name? The guy,
yeah.
And he was
yeah.
like a foot taller than him. And, you know, he just kind of looked at him, put his hands up, didn't really do anything, and then he drew the foul.
he's the Breno Giacomini of the Major League Baseball world.
You mean Giacomoli?
Giacomoli, yeah. Out there agitating people into being suspended or, in his case, committing penalties. So there you go. A couple of news items from around the league. Meanwhile, one NFL franchise is just dead set on claiming the title of most dysfunctional in the NFL. Talk about that next with Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Wyman and Bob.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Coming up at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, we'll speak with Ryan Dempster of MLB Network, an analyst on the network. Looking forward to that conversation. Meanwhile, I saw this last night, Dave, and it feels like that the Arizona Cardinals want to own the title of just being completely dysfunctional.
Yeah, there has to be at least one. And for a while, it was the Washington football team.
Yeah. And weren't the Bengals like that for a while?
Yeah, they had a cheap owner. The Texans, I believe, were for a while kind of, you know, I remember when Dwayne Brown, when they traded for him, he had a lot to say about.
He was not happy, though.
Yeah. That. So, yeah, the Cardinals, and this has been going on for a long time. I read an article in The Athletic during the season where they were, you know, they got the results back from this sort of inner office ranking or whatever, and there were so many complaints and, you know, all of it surrounding their owner, Bidwell, who, you know, some of the stupid things were like, you know, everybody has like a workstation and they have their own lights. And so people were turning off the big lights, you know, the overhead fluorescents. And he would come by and flick it on and say, you know, we need light when we work. These lights stay on. Just stupid stuff like that. And after a while, and I started reading the article and I'm like, you know, people were complaining about this and that. And I'm like, okay, big deal. So what? And then all of a sudden it goes further and further and further. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, you've got like 100 things that are just wrong with this team.
Yeah, they just have come off as dysfunctional, and the moves they've made just on the field with personnel and things like that. And then I saw this headline: the Cardinals are ordered to pay former team executive $3 million for defamation. And this is centers around being ordered to pay ex-team executive Terry McDonough $3 million for, quote, false and defamatory statements made about him publicly to the media. And that's per federal court decision filed Monday. And somehow in there, I got to find the part, but they made it sound like, yeah, we won kind of thing. Let's see.
Yeah,
here it is. Despite what we consider to be a fundamentally unfair arbitration process, Terry McDonough is the first person to ever win against an NFL owner. That's from the, that's from his lawyer. But they said they were basically saying, hey, we're glad we were able to get through this and show he was, we fired him the right way. We did all the right things. And while we don't agree with that settlement, you know, we're glad that it turned out the way that it did. So he's getting $3 million because they publicly defamed him and apparently said things that weren't true. So I don't know much about McDonough or, you know, what his story is and all of that. But just for an organization of this, I mean, you're talking about billionaires. You're talking about being part of this multi-billion dollar industry in the NFL. And you're gonna subject yourself to something like that. You're going to go out there and publicly, you know, slander somebody, defame them to the point now you owe them $3 million.
Yeah.
It just, if it were any other organization, you'd be like, whoa, well, they kind of screwed that up, didn't they? Mm-hmm. But when it's the Cardinals, you go, yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah. Well, and even their franchise quarterback, Kyler Murray, I mean, how goofy was that when he signs the contract and they have to put in there that, you know, he needs to do extra credit and homework and things like
that. Study the playbook.
Yeah, it was like a certain number of hours, which every night I took home video or, you know, or my playbook or whatever. I mean, that's just part of it. And somehow they had to get him, I don't know, it just the decisions that they make. And I remember I used to get my haircut down in Scottsdale when I lived there in the off season. It was a place called Dino's. Mm-hmm. And actually, and they had like, it was old school. I mean, they had the barber pole thing.
Yeah.
And then like on the reading there on the coffee table, Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penthouse.
Kramer would have been a fan.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not like the dentist, right? But yeah, and I just remember him coming in there and he really thought he was cool. And, you know, I got so spoiled by John Nordstrom. John Nordstrom was just awesome guy ever. And you'd never know that he owned the team or anything. And, you know, and still just love that guy. But, you know, you go to the Bidwells and they're just the opposite. They're cheap and, you know, they're not in it to, you know, to win. And that's the thing about that whole franchise. It just, and it's interesting, like I said before, it's like, some of the things are little, but as you read the article, you start to see that there's a culture there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the opposite of what the Seahawks have going down there. You know, I mean, like we used to always talk. Now it's Bailey. It used to be Jill at the front desk, and now Bailey. I mean, from the second you walk in the building, you know that this is a good, friendly place where people are happy and, you know, work together well and all that. And that is not happening with the Cardinals, and it really is kind of bled onto the field.
I can't remember, Lefko, do you remember where they ranked in that whole NFLPA survey? Were they one of the teams that just got
27th this year?
27th. Yeah. So they were toward the bottom. That's from the players. So that's not even the people that work in the offices, the people you're talking about with the lights and all that nonsense, the administrative people, management, what have you. It's from the players. So it seems like just everywhere within that organization, there's some level of dysfunction or just unease, some tension, and it seems to point right back to Bidwell.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. The other thing is, you know, they have to outspend people. I think here's how it hurts you, in my opinion, is that when you have like a top five franchise, you know, as the players see it or just by reputation, you know that the owner, you know, and I'm kind of torn with Dallas because Jerry, you know, is kind of, he's sort of middles a little bit too much with the you know, the team and things like that, you know, trying to get this guy and that guy, but he spends money.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's a place that you, where you want to be there. And so if everything's all equal, then you're going to take the Seahawks, not the Arizona Cardinals. Right. So they have to end up spending more money to get players to come there. And it's all because of the culture. So yeah, it's interesting how that whole thing does really come. We say it all the time. It comes from the top down.
Well, his dad was what? Bill Bidwell?
Yeah.
Right? So now it's Michael Bidwell.
Right.
So it just seems like they've just had that long history of being this.
I mean, this is back like in the 80s when I played. They were known as a cheap franchise.
Yeah. So they owe $3 million to a former employee because they just publicly were that irresponsible. And, you know, for an owner that doesn't want to spend money, I got to imagine that's a big blow. Even if we're talking about billionaires, you're talking about somebody who does not like to part with their cash. So there you go. All right, coming up, we'll get a little national perspective on the Mariners and the Major League Baseball season to this point from former big league pitcher Ryan Dempster. He is going to join us next here with Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.